Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always. It's Relationship Therapy with Rachel Cook.
Okay, let's do it. Relationship Therapy. So, couples spend more time with each other than anyone else because they love each other. They commit to each other. They know each other deeply. And that's where the problem starts. Because a recent study of 2,000 people, actually in the UK, found that a third of people considered their partner to be the most annoying person they know. Well, what can we do about the head wrecker that we live with? Rachel Cook is our resident sex and relationship therapist, and she is on the line with all the answers. Hi, Rachel.
Hiya, Jen. How's it going?
It's going good. Yes, I'm really reconsidering my life choices that I've made, but it's fine. It's fine. Does everyone get irritated by their partner sometimes, though?
Yeah, they definitely do. I'm actually surprised that it's only a third of people who've said that their partner is the most annoying person because, you know, obviously people are in very different situations. Some partners don't live together. Sometimes, you know, they're working very opposite shifts and don't see each other that much, even if they do live together. But in general, you know, someone who you know very well and see a lot, you're almost certainly going to be attuned to their habits that you might once have found very endearing and now drive you up the wall.
Up the bleeding wall. Now, partners can drive us up the wall, but
yeah.
Does it mean that you're incompatible or something else? Like, should we be concerned?
Yeah, so it kind of depends on like how much it's preoccupying you and how you respond to it, because some of us are just more sensitive people. We're more vigilant, we're more likely to notice, you know, people's habits, like whether they tap their fingers or pick their nails or breathe in a certain way when they're watching a film. You know, again, that's likely to come from familiarity, but some of us are just more sensitive in that way, kind of sensorially. And so it doesn't mean that you're incompatible just because that is happening. However, you might find that someone just has so many habits that, you know, it becomes too preoccupying and too difficult for you to live together or spend extended amounts of time together. And also, it's often not just about whatever the thing is that someone's doing. You know, sometimes it is just that they're tapping their leg and, you know, you're annoyed by the sound. But that can also be that it is representing to us on some level that that partner doesn't think about us or doesn't care about us. So there's often kind of deeper roots to these things as well.
What are men annoyed by in a relationship with women? Let's start with that.
Yeah, so the things that men often talk about are feeling like they're being nagged. They talk about feeling that women take too long to get ready, stuff like that. They find women are passive aggressive, you know, that they're not direct in asking for things, but then are very quick to criticize afterwards. And also men often talk to me about how they find their you know, female partners being quite like judgmental about other people or about them, the male partner, or even about themselves, and them finding that kind of difficult to manage. So those are some of the main ones.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
And how about women in relationships with men?
Oh, so I hear a lot about men playing video games instead of doing housework, or take, you know, kind of like doing stuff with the kids. I hear women talking a lot about, actually, this goes for all genders, I would say, but people being on their phones and not listening to each other. That's a big one, but that's for everyone, I would say. Women complain about men not making enough effort, you know, to like have dates, to plan things together, to do activities, to be romantic, not putting effort into kind of personal hygiene, basic stuff like that. Women often talk about, what else do they talk about? But everyone talks about their partner speaking when they're trying to watch a film or watch a show together.
Oh, basic.
That's another common one.
Is it any different in LGBTQ plus relationships or pretty much the same? Annoyances.
Yeah, that one just seems to be more mixed, more of the same of the sorts of things. I mean, here we're talking about fundamentally, you know, kind of healthy relationships here. Obviously, I'm not talking about abusive
yeah.
or horribly toxic relationships, because of course there's going to be tons of things that are, you know, really messed up going on in those, likely. But in relationships where there is a kind of foundation of like trust, respect, safety, let's say, then yeah, it's, you know, for all genders, all sexualities, it's a mix of these kinds of things, certainly in our society anyway. That might be very different in different parts of the world, but certainly here we hear a lot of those same things, which generally seem to be around those of us who've been socialized as women having been taught to not be kind of direct because we're frightened of, you know, judgment, we're frightened of men responding really poorly or their egos being hurt, and so women ending up being kind of indirect or passive aggressive or sort of critical in a passing kind of way, whereas men, it seems to be more that they're kind of in their own world and finding it irritating that they're being asked to do things like clear up after themselves.
Make a bed. What can you do when you're annoyed by your partner? What are the best ways to address these minor issues, I would say?
Yeah, so again, thinking about like how much does this annoy you? Because, you know, because there are going to be things no matter what in every relationship that annoy you about the other person, those will change over time. Sometimes they will intensify. Sometimes they will just kind of like you'll realize that you're not annoyed by them anymore. You kind of got to pick your battles and work out which ones are the ones that you're going to go, look, you know, I really need to sit down and address this. In which case, you know, you should do that. Be direct about it. Choose a time where you're not exhausted or famished or whatever it is, really stressed out, and just go, hey, I want to talk about this thing. And I would say, you know, be polite and respectful in the kind of tone that you use, but try and be as direct as possible. Don't be doing loads of like maybes or blaming yourself or, you know, but also don't be kind of like directly just saying like you're shit because you do this. Like if you're very critical, the person is probably going to just be defensive or shut down, you know, and be dismissive. So you really need to say, hey, look, this is important to me. This is something I've noticed. It's bothering me. Would you be able to do that differently? You know, ideally making a direct request of the person and having them, you know, either agree or negotiate with you. Because if you just sort of tell them and that's it, then there hasn't been an agreement made. So they may well just continue. But I would say, you know, also expecting that they're probably going to mess up another few times, or they might refuse to change the thing, in which case you might have to have a negotiation or kind of like agree to take a bit of space around whatever that kind of behavior is.
Or therapy. I mean, how can therapy help when your partner is just really annoying and unlikely to change?
Oh, well, it can help a lot, because again, even if it's not that your partner drastically changes by going to therapy, often having a third party who's able to kind of reflect back, you know, they're not there. A therapist is not there to say one person is right and one person is wrong. They're also not there to try and keep people together who, you know, are really incompatible or having a terrible time in a relationship. But, you know, their job is to kind of go, this is important to this person. You know, this obviously matters. How can we like negotiate, compromise, do things differently, find ways to be playful and affectionate about this and still, you know, kind of like have a life that feels worth it together.
So you think it's important to address it no matter what it is? Just if they're annoying you, especially on certain things that they do over and over and over and over again, like not making a bed or whatever, address it and, you know, head on. That's you would say that's a good thing to do.
Yeah, so like you're really going to have to come down to, because obviously what happens for some people, they'll go, oh, well, my partner doesn't respond well to criticism, so I'm not going to put myself and them in that position because we're just going to have a bad time. But the problem with that is you're never going to bring anything up because you're worried about your partner, you know, responding poorly, becoming defensive or aggressive, you know. And so I would say you also don't need to say that every little thing that annoys you that you should be bringing it up, because that might be a lot of things, particularly if you live together or you're just not that compatible in that way. So you kind of have to take the time to work out how important is this, and can I take the time to do a bit of work on letting this thing go? And if it's not something that you can kind of let it go, then definitely bring it to the person and just try and own it and say, you know, I'm struggling with this thing, and, you know, this isn't about someone being right and someone being wrong, but, you know, let's see if we can do this differently.
Okay, great advice, Rachel. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Rachel Cook is a psychotherapist and mental health consultant. She's on Instagram at Rachel Jane Cook with an E on the end. She'll be back with us next week.
Jem Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.